Good morning. Let us pray. Father God, help us to listen to your word. Help us to make time to read the Bible regularly each day. Speak to us through your word and help us to obey. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. At our Zoom home group on Wednesday, I was telling the other people there that my financial plans for my retirement had fallen apart. After the meeting had finished, I looked at the Bible reading that Clive had chosen for this morning's talk and wondered if God was talking to me. Mark Twain once said, "It isn't those parts of the Bible that I can't understand that bother me, it is the parts that I do understand." Unlike the reading for last Sunday, it is clear in this week's reading what Paul is saying. Follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. The one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. Paul is giving a clear instruction. If we believe that all scripture is inspired by God, we need to obey. We need to be willing to work to earn money. Of course, not all of us are able to work. Some of us are physically unable to work. A member of our church, who we seem to have forgotten about, has been unable to get out of bed for 40 years. Others of us have physical or mental problems that stop us doing certain types of work. Some of us are willing to work but unable to find a job. This problem will get worse at the end of the pandemic, when many shops and restaurants stay closed. People will be willing to work but unable to find a job. There are other things that God says in the Bible that we don't want to hear. Jesus tells us that we need to forgive if we want to be forgiven by God. In Matthew 18, Jesus tells a parable about a man who owed millions of pounds to a king. The man asked the king to forgive him the debt, and the king agreed. Afterwards, the man found someone who owed him a few thousand pounds, and when he was unable to repay, he had him put into prison. When the king heard about it, he had the first man handed over to the torturers until he paid his debt. We know that we are supposed to forgive, but we don't always do it. We say things like, "I have forgiven him, but I won't forget." When Jesus told us to forgive, he knew it would be hard. Some of you know that a member of our congregation was attacked a few months ago on his way to work. It must be hard for him to forgive his attackers. In the 1970s and 1980s, when the IRA and UDF were active in Northern Ireland, grieving parents sometimes appeared on the TV news to say that they forgave the murderers of their sons or daughters. Stephen Lawrence's father has said that he forgives his son's killers. Perhaps you feel that you couldn't do the same, but Jesus says it is necessary if we are to follow him. Jesus told us that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. He also told us that we must love our neighbour as ourselves. We often forget the part about loving God. How much time do we spend with God each day? Perhaps we spend 10 minutes reading our Bible and a few minutes praying for our needs. Is that loving God? Is that the way we love our spouse or our children? We need to read our Bible if we want to know what God wants us to do. However, we must be careful how we use the Bible. A man decided to find out what Jesus wanted him to do by opening the Bible and sticking a pin in the page to find out what Jesus was saying to him. The first verse he read was Matthew 27, verse 5, which says that Judas went and hanged himself. The man didn't find this verse helpful, so he tried again. This time the verse was Luke 10, verse 13, which says, "Go and do likewise." He tried once more, This time his pin chose John chapter 13, verse 27, which says, "What you do, do quickly." The man decided that Jesus didn't have anything to say to him on that day. We need to read the Bible properly and not just pick out verses that reflect what we want to do anyway. If we let him, God will speak through the Bible to us. When we hear God speak, will we let him change us by what he says? God wants to make us perfect. If he tells us to stop doing something we like to do, or start doing something we would prefer not to do, will we listen? Will we let God make us ready for heaven? Let us pray. Father God, we want to be the people you want us to be, and the church you want us to be. But there are other things we want as well. Help us to stop doing the things that are bad for us and start doing the things that please you. Help us to support each other so that we may grow into the people you want us to be. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.